He's the man with a plan. In fact, several of them. David Guin is here. He is the Planning and Economic Development Director for Santa Rosa. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Pat.
Would love to hear from you the plans that are already in the works as far as Santa Rosa goes in terms of big projects. We talked about the apartment complex or building, I should say, on 3rd and Dutton. And so that we can hear it from you and then follow along as 2019 progresses. What's in the works?
Yeah, I think you hit it on the head. It's all about housing right now. So we've got a number of housing projects that some are under construction. You've probably seen some construction down on Sebastopol Road, Village Station. There's about 110 units going in down there. And then Kiwanis Springs, if you've driven down Petaluma Hill Road, you may have seen that project under construction. There's 120-unit apartment complex there under construction.
And how big is Village Station, David?
It's about 110 units.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Unit. Yeah, and then we have some projects downtown that are moving forward. You're aware of the AC Marriott, which is obviously on the hotel side. They're under construction. They started digging right across from Jackson's down in Redwood Square, so they'll be constructing that over the next few months. And then on the housing side, we've got Pullman Lofts, which is a 72-unit apartment complex in Redwood Square. It's up on Wilson Street. Hopefully they'll start this year as well. The other interesting one is Art House Project. It's a 21-unit apartment complex downtown, and they're also going to have 20 sublet studio units there. Really interesting. So people looking at some creative uses of space on those projects.
Well, that's interesting because as Santa Rosa works to reconfigure its downtown area, it makes sense that there would be an art house project.
Right. Yeah. And I think that's a bringing people downtown to live downtown, but also having those services and amenities that go along with it. I think there were some articles in the paper this past weekend about all the coffee shops and new restaurants and new things opening up. And I think that's a sign of that shift and the bringing those services to people that want to be downtown. The other one that's interesting is on 4th Street. There's a project proposed for a 107-unit apartment complex, and that would be just before Brookwood on 4th Street.
Oh, really?
Big empty lot there. So that would be about I believe it's about an 8-story building apartment complex. So we're starting to see more units coming into the downtown. And then obviously we have the Smart Site, which we're working with a developer on that site to determine what we can do with that. And then right next to that site, that everyone always thinks of as the big lot next to the Smart Station.
In Railroad Square.
That's actually two lots. There's another lot between the Smart Site and the creek. And so those are two individual lots and two different developers that we're working with to determine what we can do on those two sites. You made the brick wall along 3rd Street, the old cannery.
Yes.
That's something that a project that has been in the works for some time. It's a very difficult site to work on, but it's the developer's motivated to try to bring housing to that site as well.
And are most of these projects expected to be in play this year?
That's the intent, yeah. So everything I've mentioned either would hopefully be under construction this year or already is under construction. There are a couple of them, like the ones on the Smart Site. We're hoping to get all the entitlements done and planning done for those. And ideally, we would have some constructions moving by the end of the year. That's the goal.
Where do we stand with the boutique hotel on the square?
Yeah, they're moving along. I think they're hoping, I believe, to open try to open next year, or the end of this year. They're as they remodel an old building like that.
Yeah.
They've run
Clock
into
tower.
A bunch of different things that didn't expect, as you can imagine.
I can.
But it's a beautiful building. I think that the intent is to open the Empire Building first, and then move on and then retrofit the building right next to it, which was the old bank building. So that'll be hopefully coming online soon, and there's a restaurant in the bottom and a coffee shop in the bottom as well. So,
yeah, I think we're all looking forward to having a drink or lunch at the rooftop restaurant up there at that building eventually.
Exactly. That's one thing we're sorely missing downtown is some rooftop experience.
That's right. That's right. One of the few things now.
One of the few things, yeah. We're going to check them off the list. And but, you know, it's interesting. This past year we've been doing, I like to say, kind of the non-sexy stuff, which is putting all the policies in place and all the incentives and fee structures. And So basically this past year has really been about laying the groundwork and getting ready for these developments to happen. So we're hopeful that this over the next few months we're going to start to see a lot of action in terms of properties changing hands and people looking at what development potential is on properties that have sat vacant for years, especially
and
in the downtown.
Obviously, David, fast-tracking housing is priority number one for Santa Rosa and really all of Sonoma County and California, if you want to think of it that way. Is there any concern on your part that this fast-tracking could result in some difficulties further down the line?
I don't believe so. I think what we had planned on, just for example, we had planned 10 years ago to have 3,400 units of residential in the downtown.
Right.
Since that plan was put in place 10 years ago, we've seen 100 put in. So we're way behind the curve in terms of the housing that was needed, the housing that was anticipated, and the housing that was planned for. So we're just trying to catch up at this point.
Yeah.
So I don't see an issue with trying to move some of these projects forward. Trying to move them quickly, but as you've seen and people have experienced, it does take a little while to get some of these projects going, especially infill development, which is downtown, where there isn't just a big open field where it's easy to go in and build. It takes a little bit more time, but. So I don't anticipate there being issues there. I think one of the things that's going to come up is once we start to see people living downtown, do we have the right services and amenities in place? Do we have the right connectivity in place? Do we have childcare? Do we have grocery stores? Do we have all the things that you need when you live in an area that you rely on and count on?
Yeah, once you get people living downtown, you want to make sure they stay downtown, correct?
Right.
Yeah,
and that's part of the intent is to reduce the amount of time people spend in their cars, reduce the cars that are on the road. So if you can have people be able to walk to where they work or walk to an amenity rather than hopping in their car, that's one of the goals that we're.
That's all good, all good. Well, thanks for the rundown, and we will follow these projects as we roll through 2019. David, thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you, Pat.
That is David Guin. He's the Planning and Economic Development Director for Santa Rosa, talking about a number of new developments, most of them apartment buildings this year.